happy Thursday here on the Lori and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. My name is Holly. I'm filling in for Donnie all this week. He's going to be back Monday. Lori and Julia, they're in the house. Well, they're not in our house, but they are at the Red Rabbit in the North Loop. They're doing a Food for Families broadcast. Be sure to stop by in the North Loop in Minneapolis. Bring your non-perishable food items and go and see Lori and Julia. They've got rosé. They've got oysters. There's a tent out. It's fabulous. You're going to have a good time.
It actually, Holly, is really kind of a fun atmosphere out here underneath the big old tent.
I'm and sure we it have, is.
It's packed in here. There's a lot of people here.
I know.
And I just had a barbecued oyster.
Yum.
It's delicious.
Is it?
It comes on a piece of bread, so you dump all the barbecued oyster and all of the sauce right on the bread, and then you just jam it in your mouth and then just let all the sensations happen.
So, like...
You know, does that remind you of anything else?
Where you just jam it in your mouth and let the sensations
yes,
happen?
Yes, exactly.
Hmm. Never heard that before.
No, me neither. We have an old friend of ours, Alexis Wasco, is on with us. And gosh, Alexis.
Thank you for having me.
When did we first meet you?
I think it was almost 10
Kelly,
years ago.
With Kelly,
Carlson
mm-hmm. from Nip Talk. Mm-hmm. You worked with her, and I remember you two beautiful blondes came into our studio, and then you were on the Shop Girls, and you have this Lola Red PR agency.
Yep.
And then, what do I find out looking through Facebook pictures?
Yep.
She's on Necker Island with
That's our dream place
Sir,
to stay.
Really?
With
yes.
Sir
Let's
Richard,
go.
Sir Richard Branson.
He's amazing.
How okay, you, how did yes. you end up on Necker Island?
Good question.
Is
so,
it a private island?
Necker Island is a private island.
Richard Branson owns it.
Yes. Okay. They can handle 30 guests at any given time. There are 120 staff members there.
Oh, I love it. So you each get, what is that, four?
Yes.
I can't do
and
math.
They're all beautiful.
What, do you rent the island for the night?
Yes. So it was a group of us, and it's a bigger group called Game Changers. Nope. Change Makers, Rule Breakers.
Oh.
And so this group actually started by some of Richard's friends out of Australia. I was connected to them because in my business, we practice a method of business management called EOS. It's based off of a book called Traction. And our implementer, who teaches us this, she was invited and she couldn't go. She's like, you go.
How happy? What?
And I was like, she's like, do you think you'd like to go to Necker Island with Richard Branson?
No.
I'm like, yes.
Yes.
So then I signed up. I got connected to these people. There were only five Americans in my group. So the other people were from Australia and Shanghai and Singapore and Denmark.
Okay, so, but let's back up.
Uh-huh.
When you know you're going to Necker Island, did you have a panic attack and go shopping for outfits? I mean,
no, I wanted I can't to lose even 40 pounds.
Well, okay, by tomorrow. How do I lose? You're uh-huh. that big, because it's usually 10 by tomorrow, but 40... How much advance
I went
notice?
Vegan. Well, I had...
4 days?
I had about... No, I had 3 or 4 months. So I knew that I was going, and I had
I went
prepared.
Vegan.
I did.
Have you gone back yet?
And it only sort of worked. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm vegan light.
So you like bacon.
And does American Airlines fly into Necker?
Yes.
Do you go private? How does one get there?
Good question. I had to take 3 flights. So I flew Delta, and I had to fly Delta here at Minneapolis to Atlanta, Atlanta to Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico to Beef Island. But here's what happened.
Beef Island.
It's called Beef Island. And then at Beef Island, the world's most handsome man, who is unfortunately 19, so I could be his mother, picked me up on
Don't ever think that.
A massive, massive, beautiful boat, and just he and I went off to Necker Island
by
on our
long?
Own.
By how long?
40-minute boat ride.
Oh, I thought it was going to be
so
an overnight
cool.
thing.
No, it was so great. So then I arrive on Necker Island. There's someone to meet me in a car or in a little cart. They take me to my room. It's a beautiful room. I did have to have a roommate because that's how they fit 30 of us there.
Okay.
I had a wonderful woman from Australia who I got to be great friends with.
Now you have a friend in Australia.
Right. Yes. But so they had told me on the boat ride over, they were like, Richard's going to, I think he's coming in tomorrow.
Did you know he was going to be there for this meeting?
I knew he would be there at some point, so I expected to see him. I expected that he would do dinner with us or something. And they also, you have to pack a lot, so I had to theme every night. Because one night, our first night was the white night. Oh. Our second night was the zoo animal night, so you dressed up like zoo animals.
Like with, ears and everything, print. Or just an animal print?
People went completely overboard. Richard Branson wore like pajamas that look like a lemur because he actually takes care of lemurs on the island.
Does he know Percy Alley? She's got lemurs,
yes,
too.
I know. Well, they're endangered. And so while I was there, I actually got to hold a lemur's hands because you can just go into their cages and they have these small little furry hands and they just want to be held.
Ugh.
It's so cute. But so then the next, my second.
Like, good for you.
I know. I love it. I was
That's
like,
why take. I turned down the farm tours of the mink factory.
Yeah. No. But so my next morning I wake up and my roommate and I, we hike around a little bit and we're like, we heard that breakfast is around 8 and that people are mingling. So we go up there and there's 7 people sitting at breakfast, including Richard. And I'm like, whoa. It's early. I wasn't ready for this. He has amazing hair. His hair, what's awesome is that it's so hot and humid and it just gets bigger.
Oh.
So throughout the course of the day.
Yeah.
And yes. And so he was so gracious. There were only 7 people, but he came around to say hello to everybody and to make sure that you were great. So then I did, and he's just around.
Did he give you one of those little Virgin Atlantic passes?
Right.
No, I did not get one of those. But so I. But they did. Everything is branded Virgin.
Uh-huh.
You can actually at certain times go to the island as an individual or as a couple. It's about $5,000 a night.
Wow. Okay. I guess I won't be going there.
And that may be for 2 of you, but that's all of your food and beverage.
Okay.
Food
and beverage included.
Oh, well then.
Book us
for
that way.
In that case, it's such a deal.
Yeah.
But Necker Island, what's amazing is, like I said, there's 3 or 4 places to stay. So there's the Great House, which you may recall in 2010, the Great House burned down.
Well, I was going to say that's where Kate
rescued Sir Richard's mom.
And that's where she met Rock and Rolla and got married to her
grandson. Oh, I didn't know
that. The nephew, Rock and Rolla, and they have the child named Bear.
Okay, I did not know that.
Of course.
But so the Great House is that's where it is maybe 50% of the guests stay. We were in another area, which they give you a golf cart. You just golf cart around. You can call anyone to come pick you up. Sir Richard, he really only has a room. Granted, it's a very nice room.
How many pools?
Right.
Oh, I can't even count the pools.
Really?
So the Great House has at least one pool, but then like my room had a private pool.
Are there music and cocktails and
all
whatever
the time.
You want?
All the time. Anything you want at any given time is there.
Wakeboard, everything.
Well, so my highlights were our first day there, we took out sailboats. And so we had 5 sailboats. So there were about 5 of us on each. We did a race around the island with Sir Richard Branson kite sailing. Or kite surfing in between all of our sailboats.
Didn't President Obama do this?
Yes. Which actually, here's what's fun, is I asked someone on the island, how good was he?
Yeah.
And they're like, the pictures made him look really good.
That was a good angle.
Because I guess we were able to take kite surfing lessons, but it took you 4 days to learn.
Yeah.
So, but it was amazing. Richard was great. But then here's what was really cool. And you actually, in your room, you have his phone number to his room there, and his wife was there, so we met his wife. She shared some rose liqueur with me, but she is so pretty and so nice.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
But here's what gets crazy. So he just purchased another island. It is maybe 20 minutes by boat. You can see it from Necker. It's called Mosquito Island. And Mosquito Island, there's only 9 home sites on it, and one is his. And so he built a home for himself, homes for his kids. There's obviously a greeting area. But so all of us were there, and we've just met him. Granted, we're going through some programming while we're there. But they take us into his house, and this is the house where Obama stayed. I went into Sir Richard Branson's closet and his wife's closet, saw his bed, was able to read what was on the nightstand.
What was it?
It's a tennis book. Because he's really into tennis, and right now he is so excited because every day that he's on Necker, he has a tennis lesson, if not 2.
Did you play tennis while you were there?
I did not play tennis while I was there because I was really busy on the tennis court because they had a tennis court-sized slip and slide. So that's what I wanted to do on the tennis court, and probably the highlight of my trip was at our last night there. People got sort of dressed up for a beautiful dinner. Richard joined us for drinks before dinner, and then they brought the slip and slide into the great house inside.
Serious.
So you would run down the hallway past the rooms, because then they rolled out carpets, so that you'd run down the hallway to then slip and slide
into
in the
pool.
Middle of the house.
That's money.
Oh, would it go to the pool?
No, it didn't go to the pool. So then there's everybody slipping and sliding. Yes. In still our nice gowns, which mine was also strapless, so I can only imagine there's a professional photographer there. What's going to come back from the end of that?
That's great. Pictures.
I'm sure.
Do they let you take pictures while you're there?
Yep. You can do anything you want.
Isn't that something?
Here's what I learned. Is that I learned or was reminded to be open.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. We are at Red Rabbit.
Thank you so much
second
for giving
in Washington. Alexis Walsko, it's so good to see you.
It was really fun to go to Necker Island.
I know it.
You need to go.
For $5,000 a night, I'm going to have to go on some other kind of retreat.
We'll get you there.
Alexis,
we'll get you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Pride Weekend is almost here, June 24th and 25th in Loring Park.
As always, My Talk will be in the Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade Sunday morning at 11. We'll be on the party boat and want to throw some My Talk swag your way.
There are fun events all weekend, including a comedy show from Tig Notaro, Pride Night at the St. Paul Saints, and live music all weekend leading up to the En Vogue concert Saturday night.
Pride 2017, it's a love revolution. Learn more at tcpride.org. My Talk's participation in the Pride Parade is sponsored by David from First Equity.
A reality escape hatch on the radio dial. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. So happy today.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. It's totally random, you guys.
Oh, goodness. Can somebody please wrangle Lori and Julia to their microphones? Because if you can't get them to their microphones, it's going to be Holly's random thoughts.
Okay, Holly, now we're on. Okay. Now we're on. Sorry about that. I wanted to hear Holly's random thoughts, so I think it would have been kind of interesting, Holly.
Yours are better.
Okay, so here is the thing that you kind of wonder, why hasn't this happened before? But Sally Hansen Nails has partnered with Crayola Crayons to just come up with the beautiful Crayola crayon nail polish now. And Lori's got like Easter egg blue on. But we've posted the colors. They're just absolute Granny Smith apple, Purple Heart, Razzmatazz, Dandelion, Sunset Orange.
I love it.
And this is their new dry, Insta-Dry series, so your nails dry in less than a minute. So we posted the colors. If you are someone that in between manicures and pedicures like to do a little home.
Sally Hansen getting in on the name game.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so other things that are happening. Lori, here's just a little piece of... Do you know how Hall & Oates met? Holly, do you know how Hall & Oates met?
I have no idea.
I really have lost that one in the memory bank. I have no idea how Hall & Oates met. At college?
Okay, no.
At a coffee bar?
No, they were both at a concert in Philadelphia, and a gang fight broke out. They hopped into the same elevator to get away from the gunshots,
and
they both went to Temple University, and they became friends.
That must be in Daryl's book, or whichever one of them has a book out.
Yeah. I don't know.
The one with the dark hair. I don't know who's Hall and who's Oates.
I think that's Oates.
Is it? Yeah.
With the mustache, or who used
with
to have mustache.
The mustache. Yeah. He had a book that came out like in May.
He did. Yeah. Did you? Now, the biggest thing that I saw today, and I just kind of, I don't know if I'm saying the right name, but you know how man caves for the past 15 years have been all the rage?
I got a girl cave.
Okay, but they call them she sheds.
No, that name is not taking on.
A woman wrote a book.
Yeah.
A woman wrote a book, but they were all over the she shed instead of a man cave.
And it sounds too much like she said.
I know. It should be like ladies locker or, but she sheds. And so they had this whole thing about women wanting their own escaped. You do have one, though.
I think everyone should
house
have
is
their
one.
Own little room. That you can, I don't really like the name She Shed.
How about a Dame Den?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, a dame den?
I just call mine my lady cave, my girl cave.
You do. Lori's had one.
And an ironing board and a little flat screen TV and photo albums I keep meaning to put together.
Oh, gosh, those photo albums. I have so many. You know what I saw they had the other day is they had this new tiny little printer that hooks onto your cell phone that can do Instaprint pictures at a really good quality just for like $150.
That's a great idea.
Don't you think?
I like that.
I saw that out there. Okay, so if you want to cruise in luxury, guess who's getting
into... I do want to cruise in luxury.
I know you do. Guess who's getting into the business?
A hotel company?
Ritz-Carlton.
Oh.
Okay. So they are coming out with a new line of luxury cruise ships. It's part of Marriott International, the Yacht Collection. They're planning on having massive balconies. You know, it would be like, it would
How many cabins?
Not a lot. They don't say. I think like 100.
Oh, that's like the old Radisson Diamond.
Yeah, a yacht board experience that will reflect its current hotel offerings. They will have Michelin-starred restaurants in it, a spa, a panorama lounge, a wine bar. But they're going to create their curated tours, too. So in all the ports that they go to, you're going to be going on these experiences better than anybody else.
That's what all the cruise lines do.
I know. But what they say they're going to be able to do is they're going to stop in ports that you can't go on a traditional cruise ship.
Because they're smaller.
Yep. Capri.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Portofino. St. Barts. I mean, St. Barts, you can't go there.
Yeah.
You know?
They must really be small.
Yeah. But they are
planning... Because Capri is like a fishing port. And Portofino is tiny.
Teeny tiny.
But they can always tender you in.
Yes, they can.
You know, those little tenders.
Yes, they can. And someone who is speaking out against this, like, don't they understand that there already are all these luxury cruise liners out there, like Windstar, like Seabourn, like Silver Sea, like Regent, you know, blah, 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 blah. But they're planning on doing it. And you can watch for that.
In 4 years.
In 4 years when that ship is christened, the Ritz One. When we go on vacations, what do you think most people want to do? I know what you want to do. I know what Casey wants to do.
Have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hotel sex. It's the best.
Okay. According to this poll, not one person said that.
Oh, no.
not even one. Because I think that's the number one thing, hotel sex.
Well, people want to get away and relax.
But hotel sex is such a big part of it because it's so fun because you don't care. Someone changes your sheets every day. I mean, you really, nothing, you know.
That isn't why I like hotel sex.
Well, you're away from everything. You're not at home anymore. You don't have to clean. You don't have to wake. You don't have your kids. You don't worry about anything. That's just an added benefit.
Being on vacation means you have the time of day anytime you want. So that's kind of like the best part about it.
The best part of people.
You're not limited to any kind of a schedule like you are in your old 9-to-5 life.
Okay, so 75% of the people said they just want to relax.
Relax, yeah.
They don't care. The rest were sightsee, 50%. Experience local culture and food and people. Mm-hmm. Being with family, being out in nature. 22% of the women said they want to shop.
It is fun to shop
absolutely.
On vacation.
Only 9% of men really care to do that.
No.
People want to dial back on their social media. People want to dial back on
I completely unplug. I don't ever look at a thing. Drop out, read. Yeah.
Oh, get JOMO.
Yeah, exactly, Holly.
Completely. Do you think your home, the smell in your home... Now, this is something I agree with. It impacts your mood.
The sun is coming out, Julia.
I know it is. Oh, you guys, we are at Red Rabbit, and it's getting sunny, and there's so many good-looking men and women here. People should come down right now. So many. A gentleman here is just saying thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for noticing. So do you think you try to make your home smell in a certain way?
I don't...
Like, do you ever do the oils? Do you ever burn candles? Do you ever do any of that?
Not really.
Oh, God, Lori.
Not really.
Play along.
I mean, I have candles. I light them once in a while.
This was
I
fun.
Don't want him to do the
she shed is a he said. I don't have a candle. I don't care about the cruise ship lines. What else do we talk? The nail polish, big deal. It's about time. And Hall & Oates, got a bar. Listen, we are live at the Red Rabbit. We'd love you to come down. There's rosé and oyster specials happening under the tent. And is Kenny there? Holly?
Yeah, I'm here in the studio. It smells like despair right now.
So. Yes, you want twice. Three times a lady, and I love you. I love you.
Oh, Lionel.
Lionel, sing to us. Just sing to us. You sound so beautiful. Okay, we are live at the Red Rabbit. Everyone is enjoying the rosé and oyster specials that are happening and the delicious food.
And the pizza, and someone just told me they have this mozzarella cheese that is out of this world.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah,
I know. Already.
Very good food.
Very good food.
So someone, one of our Hollywood gossip spies, wants us to know that Mark Wahlberg is in town filming a movie at MCTC right now. Downtown
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, we met him. Remember when we met him?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We were going to the parking lot after the SAG Awards with him and his wife.
Yeah.
And
so
he's
in town. So keep your eyes peeled for Mark Wahlberg.
And that's the art college, right? MTC.
Oh, no, that's the community college.
Oh, okay.
That's right down on Hennepin Avenue. Okay. MTC,
Here, I thought Mark Wahlberg was somewhere for Transformers. Yesterday, he was in Chicago, so it's a quick trip up here.
No.
They did the Transformers red carpet on the Chicago River.
Oh, I
see. And Josh Duhamel.
Oh, Josh Duhamel was on Good Morning America this morning. Do you know what he said? Can we digress for a second? No? All right, go.
I mean, is there something really good you got to tell me about him?
Wow.
That you learned?
He's just beautiful.
He is beautiful,
He's
Julia.
He's so beautiful.
That is always good to add about him.
And when he met Fergie, he said, all he could think of saying is, you're hot. And she said, I know. I read it in a magazine. You like me.
Okay, so, Holly, if you can get the Jackie Hoffman. So last night in the clubhouse, it was Ramona Singer with her new face, which she's trying to say is cream.
Tell me.
But she has a whole new face.
Like,
I mean, she looks beautiful, but she's lying if she's saying it's just some skin cream.
Did he quiz her on it like he did with the nose?
No, because it's not. She didn't do like Kim did, and she didn't get a nose job and then deny it because Kim Zolciak's nose looks like Michael Jackson's nose. It's so pinched and thin. We have eyes. But Ramona has Ramona eyes and a completely different face. She looks amazing, but she is just nuttier than nutty.
She is nutty.
But the person that was in studio that was so fun was Jackie Hoffman, who played Mamacita in Feud. And she's been around. She was a member of Second City. She was in Difficult People, Strangers with Candy, Hope and Faith, 30 Rock.
She's lots of shows.
Lots and lots of shows, lots of movies. But she is a kick and a half. And here's a little gamelet. What would Jackie Hoffman do?
Okay.
WWJD, what would Jackie do? Here's what, Jackie, I'm going to give you some example of some things Ramona has done in the past. Tell me how you would handle them. What would you do if Ramona accused you of sleeping your way to the top in your industry?
I never said that.
You said something adjacent.
What would you do if?
Yeah.
I would say, thank you, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
What would you do if Ramona threw a wine glass at your face and it cut your lip?
I would insist on using her surgeon.
Okay, what would you do?
I use Aero makeup, that's why I've been skinned.
What would you do if Ramona fell asleep during a conversation you were having with her, like she did with me?
I would celebrate my newfound sense of peace.
What would you do if Ramona asked you to unpack your luggage?
I'd steal two of her dresses.
Yeah. She's funny, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, what would you do if you were hiking with Ramona and she started crying in the forest because it was freaking her out and said she wanted to leave, and then she left in a private plane to go to a party in the Hamptons?
Celebrate my newfound sense of peace and freedom.
Thank you very much, Jackie Hoffman.
Ramona.
She was just very funny. Her housewife tagline was, I know how to throw shade, but I know how to clean it up, too.
Oh, I like that. And Ramona, I never accuse Bethany of sleeping her way to the top.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
She's such a liar.
She is.
Okay, so then I was really quite delighted on Stephen Colbert last night. He did his tease for his second segment. He said, did you guys hear about Gwyneth Paltrow doing a Goop Wellness Summit in New York City? And so he had a whole hilarious thing.
Hilarious.
On Goop. And it just was kind of refreshing to see a late night person go after her, because we love to go after all of her ridiculous things she says. But I guess he realizes there's no chance of her acting anymore.
Right.
Coming on my late night show.
Right. So I might as well make fun of her.
Yeah,
it was hysterical.
Always so excited to hear the latest health tips from celebrity lifestyle guru and porcelain doll your grandma will only let you look at, Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently held a one-day wellness summit for her lifestyle company, Goop. Yes, Goop, a brand that screams both luxury and mucus. In fact, the wellness summit was officially called In Goop Health, which is better than the original title, Fill Your Body with Goop. The event featured crystal therapy, aura photography, sound baths where you could sink into the sounds of crystal singing bowls. You can get the same effect by flushing your money down a crystal toilet bowl. And to improve your female part of your health, attendees could also purchase Goop's signature Jade Egg, which can be strategically placed to increase vaginal muscle tone. It's an excellent exercise, but you're going to want a spotter. Now, naturally, tickets to the Goop Wellness Summit did not come cheap. There were three levels, from the $500 lapis ticket, which included access to the panels, all the way up to the $1,500 clear quartz experience, which got you luggage packed with $500 of products we love and lunch with GP. I hope that GP stands for general practitioner. Because there really should be a doctor present where you're sticking rocks up your hoo-ha. Now, all of that sounds like a lot of lucrative fun. So, if you couldn't attend the Goop Summit, you might be interested to know that I also have a celebrity lifestyle brand, Covetton House. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Covetton House.
He's got out an outfit now.
I'll be with you. I'll be with you all in just a moment. Needs more dandelion mulch.
He's drinking a health drink.
You know, wellness isn't just about having healthy blood pressure or six-pack armpits. It's about nourishing... Oh, they're coming, yeah. It's about nourishing the whole self. So this weekend, come down to the La Quinta off I-94 for our first-ever Whole Self Wellness Summit. Covetton House's All's Health That Ends Wealth. Our health summit is all about giving yourself a little extra TLC, so step up to our IV station for an invigorating celebrity blood transfusion. What's this? Zac Efron. Man, while other wellness symposiums might offer vaginal steaming or jade exercise eggs, we pamper the male yoni with organic gravel scrotal abrasion, followed by a... Why can't the guys feel special? Why can't the guys feel special? All attendees will leave with this bespoke basket of Covetton Wellness products like Vitamin Air, Chakra Cleansing Oxygen, and Crystal Mist. The basket is extra. So, join us, because nothing is more important than your wellness except my wealthness. We'll be right back.
I love that he took on her hokey face.
But he's like in a sweater and in a set. It made me, the best line, all's health that ends wealth.
I know it.
He was so funny.
And you know, Gwyneth, she's not your girlfriend. She just wants to sell you overpriced crap. And now her latest thing is she's going to explore and study, on behalf of all of us, the impact of heavy metals and parasites in our bodies. So expect some kind of parasite cleaning tea that will be available for $45.
You're going to be able to buy a tapeworm that's going to clean you out.
She said parasites and heavy metals are the two biggest culprits in why people feel bad. No, Gwyneth. Those are not. There are several other things above that list.
Bad behavior, being a horrible person. Oh. Those all make you feel bad.
Yeah, she...
But he is so bloody funny.
He is.
And he does go all in on his ex. It was just that one made me laugh. I thought he said my dear friend Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be on when we come back from the break.
Yeah.
How he introduced
it. He did.
And so, and then he just is mocking her. And it was just like, oh, I love you.
I know
what Stephen Colbert.
We do love that about him. All right. So we are live at Red Rabbit. We're downtown on Washington and 2nd. And I am really pleased at how many people have come out to
have rosé
in the rain, but it's done raining now, and really just people are having fun, and the tent's going to be up till about 10 o'clock, and the rosé and the oyster specials are happening, and we'd love it if you could stop down. We'll be here till 6 o'clock when we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. Madonna's got a new boy toy. He makes her laugh, and we also have what we think is the boy toy formula.
Previously on Jason and Alexis.
I would like a new friend, and I would like this woman to be my friend.
Okay.
So here's the deal.
Good.
There's great video on Facebook. This woman is from Alaska who was watching a boat race when one of the guys racing falls out of the boat. So she freaks out, but in the middle of it, for no apparent reason, she keeps inviting the guy that fell into the water over for moose soup.
Dirty! Oh. You guys are doing good.
No.
Is that Charlie?
Richard Raymond.
Oh, dirty son of a. Come down later for moose soup. Right, you guys are doing good. Son of a. Come down for moose soup after. You boys.
Oh, my God.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, God.
Bringing you everything entertainment. Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk 107.1. We love TV so much. We talk about it all day on the radio. Isn't it ironic? No, seriously, is it? I'm still kind of confused about what is and isn't irony. Anyway, let me know. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right, let's get to it. The boy toy formula. What are we going to
have
first?
Okay, so Gossip Cop is saying that this Page Six story is not true, but I don't know. I believe it. Here's the deal, Julia.
Okay.
Madonna has traded in her 27-year-old boy toy for a 31-year-old model.
He's
South
beautiful.
American.
He's beautiful. I saw his pictures. I would too.
Yeah.
I never saw the 27. It gets a little young. And
well,
I'm not.
She dated him for over a year, and I guess he got very bossy with her younger kids because he's from, I'm not sure what country in Africa.
The 27 year old?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was getting too bossy with her kids.
Those 27 year olds, they just think they know everything.
But really, if you're, you don't want your boyfriend or your girlfriend bossing around your kids.
You don't.
No.
Okay. Not unless you're married or have a really serious committed relationship.
Yeah.
And then it should be okay.
I figured out how old you have to be called a boy toy.
Oh.
Okay. So Madonna is 58, almost 59.
Okay.
It's half your age plus 7 years. And so
that feels old.
But.
So 37.
No. Yeah. Anybody under 37 will be a boy toy.
I don't know. I think that you're given... I feel like it's 20 years younger.
No.
It isn't?
More than 20.
We've got people saying yes, 20 years.
Yeah. Half your age plus 7.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Wow.
I don't know if anyone follows these boy toy rules, but I'm just saying.
Well, wait a minute. Now, seriously.
She certainly has good taste in men, Madonna. She's got beautiful taste in men. She really does. She does. You can't deny it. She's got
a
type.
Well, she's got a type, and for certain reasons.
The reason being they're
sex.
Young, and that's right. They can do
you
what
should,
needs to get done.
You are here for me to adore you and look at you, but you cannot speak. And most importantly, do not speak to my children.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Okay, Cedric Yarbrough. So Will Ferrell was on with Late Night with Seth Meyers on Tuesday night, and he talked about Mariah Carey's behavior on the set of his new movie, The House, yeah, with Amy Poehler.
We kind of talked about that a while ago.
Yeah, and so Cedric, he wrote on his Facebook page, hey, as long as Will Ferrell is talking, I'm going to start talking. And he said, Mariah ruined her cameo, which has been cut from the film. He says, yeah. The cameo was ruined by the superstar who we hired to be in the cameo, Mariah Carey. But why have her show up? She shows up 4 hours late, and then when we were showing her, the director was showing her what needed to be done, she said, I would never do it that way, and I'm going to need a ceiling fan to blow my hair around in the house.
She's,
for her cameo.
She's amazing.
He said, this lady
she's
was
amazing,
unprofessional and borderline abusive to our director. I know it's not good form to tell on your fellow actors, blah, 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 but I know our crew didn't deserve it. This behavior isn't cool. And he said, I'm leaving out the worst part, and I will only tell select people I know in person.
She had gas.
I don't know if she had gas.
But we know that we heard about this, that she showed up for. That's just rude.
It is.
At some point, you just can't. It doesn't matter who you are. You're not that big of a deal. At the end of the day, you still poop and pee like everybody else.
Why, thank you, Julia.
You know, you're just, no one is that big of a deal, because think of how many people had to sit and wait around for 4 hours for her to show up. I'm just seeing the cutest fashion thing I've seen forever. Converse boots. Do you see them? Have you seen
knee-high
those before?
Boots. I've never seen them.
They're the cutest things.
They're very nice because they zip up, and she would look comfortable in the glow.
They're the cutest things I've ever
seen. They're very cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Don't get any ideas, Julia.
I won't. Lori's okay. Just going to say they'd look terrible on me, but they look really good on
I'm
you.
I'm all nervous that Julia is going to wear that
but
look.
But it's about the cutest thing I've ever seen. Converse, high top, but all the way to the knee boots.
But they zip.
All right, I need...
So you don't have to lace them all the way up.
No, they're
that
the
would
cutest
key.
Thing I've ever seen. Even our engineer is over here saying yes.
Yes, they're
yes,
good.
Yes, I like them.
All right, if you want to get them, I won't say a thing, but I don't think they're really your jam.
Converse don't have enough
arch support.
I'd have to have an insert.
Yeah, they're very flat, those chucks.
I know they are. All right.
Okay, CNN got a hold of a Bachelor in Paradise contract.
Oh, my gosh.
And basically, what happened, you know, on the set of Bachelor in Paradise, what rights do these reality show contestants have? Basically,
nothing.
They
None.
Have absolutely zero rights. They sign away everything. They sign away their rights to how they're portrayed.
To how they're edited.
That's right. And
one in the same.
And they even signed that you may be portrayed in disparaging, defamatory, embarrassing, or otherwise unfavorable nature.
And by the way, you can never sue us.
And by the way, they can also film you naked if they want to.
No, that is not on there. That is not on
it
there.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And also,
well, there you go. No one has any rights.
Anything can happen to an unwelcome, unlawful contact or other interaction among participants. You cannot sue us for. So I don't know what we'll find out from Corinne Olympias if this is an enforceable contract.
Well, so
stay tuned.
Yeah, you know what's kind of interesting is a friend of mine's daughter has a couple daughters, and one of the daughters nominated her sister to be on The Bachelorette.
Okay.
And she sent in a video of her, unbeknownst to her sister, and she got a call back. And they want her to be on The Bachelorette.
Oh, they want some Minnesota girls.
They want her to be on it. And then the dad is like, don't you dare even think about it. It will ruin your reputation. This woman has, you know, she's already gone to graduate school at Columbia and everything very well.
Yeah, but what do you need The Bachelorette for?
And just this other sister thought it would be a blast because she's perfect at it. But would you ever, ever let your child go on one of these shows?
I don't have any children, so they can do whatever they want. I mean, yes. I mean, I don't know what to say, Julia.
But
would
you
let one of your boys be a contestant?
No, because
on the
I think it would just.
What if one of them wants to be famous? What if one of them wants to?
They are famous.
Launchpad their acting career.
They aren't. Thank God.
Yeah.
They don't care about that.
I don't know. I guess you know. If you can get cast, I think it's difficult to get cast. You're going to have to quit your job, give up your life for a little bit.
But I don't think it serves anyone well.
Lots of people have gone on Ally Fedotowsky or whatever her name is. She's got a job on Entertainment
Tristan
Tonight.
Met Ryan, the fireman.
It's not very many examples, but it would be a fun experience.
Would you do it if you were in your 20s and they
absolutely.
Said, of course you would.
Of course I would.
I would too. But back in our day.
Yeah, I would have
I would
done
do it.
It
in...
I would do it.
Actually, I would if I knew what I knew now.
Yeah, we're Hollywood speaking, so Julia. She's telling you don't let your kids do it, but she'd do it.
Exactly. I don't care.
Going back to Corinne, her boyfriend.
From The Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, but he's her boyfriend in real life, quote unquote. But here's what he says.
Oh, is he spoken out in her defense or something?
Yeah, he said, I pay very little attention to the media and try to ignore all the conjecture of my relationship. The only two people who know the true disposition of our relationship is Corinne and I. I have known her for 10 years, and as a friend or a boyfriend, she would continue to get my unwavering loyalty and support. She's totally paying him.
Totally.
Totally paying him.
Pays him to be her... Totally.
Yeah, she's just
and
like...
And he's famous now because he was just in that. A nice conjecture sentence.
Yeah, I mean, who talks like that?
No,
a lawyer wrote that for him.
Exactly.
And
I was
he
just
memorized
say,
it.
And Corinne...
The only two people who know the true disposition. There are no 27-year-old guys who talk like
none.
That. Unless they're going to law school.
And instead, the only people who know the true nature of our relationship
Nobody
is Corinne
says.
And I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She uses me, I use her.
That's right.
Damn it. She's got a lot of money, and I kind of like it.
It's a mutually beneficial relationship, like the rosé and oysters.
Uh-huh. Here. It is a mutually beneficial relationship.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of pretty people down here.
Uh-huh.
Lots of pretty people.
Yes.
I love the back of the Red Rabbit t-shirts.
We are at the Red Rabbit.
We are. Ollie, you're doing an excellent job back there at the board. Does it sound noisy in here?
Yeah, very busy.
Come down for oysters and rosé. We'd love to see you. We'll be right back.
We will be back.